Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword. Gene is unfortunately not available tonight, so I am doing solo duty for Thursday, April 20th, 2023. So I should start off by saying that there are times when something momentous happens, and you can recall that event years later and exactly what you were doing at that moment in time. I'm sure you've all had experiences like that. Well, the publication of this crossword was just one of those momentous times. And I can tell you that years later, I will be able to tell people exactly what I was doing when it was happening. What I was doing was the crossword and having a grand time doing it. And the reason is because of the theme. Now, as you know, Thursday themes can be pretty amazing, but this one really, really takes the cake. So I started working on this crossword and was having a tremendous amount of difficulty in all sorts of clues until I got to the revealer, because I was getting, for example, I'll tell you the difficulty I was having, 11 down, like a household with a stay-at-home parent, maybe. Well, I was working down in the usual way for 11 down, and I was pretty sure that the first four letters were W, E, O, and U. And I know enough of the English language to know that's not going to end well. That made absolutely no sense. But the revealer was 63 across. How this puzzle's grid must be rotated in order to read the answers to the starred clues when written in 17 across. So, so the answer to 63 across was clockwise, and the answer to 17 across was shifty type, and that was uppercase. So basically, it comes down to this. There were four clues that if you read them, you got ridiculous things like, for instance, 24 down, just to pick another one here, annual gathering of superhero fans. Z-O-U-U-H-E-O-U was the complete answer. And it's like, that's not a word. That's not even close. But if you rotate the puzzle, the grid, clockwise, and you read across, you'll see that at the bottom of the grid, you have a U that becomes, when turned sideways, a C. And the O stays as an O. And the E, when you rotate it, if you squint, it looks like an M. And that H, if you rotate it, it looks like an I. So right now we're up to comma, and then you have a U and a U, which becomes C's. So we've got comic, C-O, and the very last letter, which had been the top before we did the rotation of 24 down, was a Z. But you rotate that, and that's an N. And the answer is Comic-Con. And that is extraordinary. So basically what they have done is they have taken a whole bunch of, they mainly used H's, which when rotated became I's, Z's when rotated became N's, O's of course didn't change, U's rotated became C's, and they also used W. So for example, 32 down, Babe in the Woods quality. Well, the word as spelled and read without the rotation was W-U-Z-W-U-O-Z-Z-H, which makes no sense. Rotate it 90 degrees clockwise and read from bottom to top, because you're, of course, going from left to right. You'll have I-N-N-O-C, and the W becomes an E, and the Z again becomes an N, and the U becomes a C, and the W becomes an E, and the answer is innocence. It's just extraordinary. This was by Simeon Siegel, and I can just remember that feeling of bliss when I got it, when I finally figured out what was going on, because up until that time, I had no idea. I was getting all this gibberish showing up in the grid, so it became pretty apparent early on that something mysterious was happening. It wasn't a rebus, so that was sort of a change, but this was truly a glorious puzzle. The New York Times crossword, when it's at its best, is just a magnificent thing. And this is a prime example of that. We always say on the podcast, you should go to xwordinfo.com. If you haven't solved the crossword and don't intend to, at least go there so you can follow our conversations. And in this case, so that you can admire the grid. Don't forget to turn it 90 degrees clockwise. The other clues, so we had Innocence, 24 down was Comic-Con, and like a household with a stay-at-home parent, maybe. Again, the answer looked like it was W-E-O-U-Z-H-W-Z-O. You read it from bottom to top while rotated, and it's on, let's see if I can do this here. O-N-E, one, in, come, one income is the answer. Sorry, it takes a little time to read these. The W's, which when rotated become E's, are particularly tricky, but just ingenious. There were some other great clues in the crossword, and nothing's going to reach the pinnacle that theme represents, but there were still some great clues everywhere else. And frankly, the rest of the fill could be awful, but it isn't. The rest of the fill is quite good. 14 Across was relatively new. Off the books business, perhaps, was cash trade. 17 Across, that we already mentioned that one. The shifty type was uppercase. I got stuck a little bit. I had the whole grid filled out, but 23 Across was sparkly wine cocktail. I had S-P-R-I-T, and I just ended it as Sprite. I was thinking of the soft drink, and somehow my knowledge of alcoholic beverages is almost as bad as my knowledge of Spanish. And so I had Sprite for a while, and because of the fact that last letter was one of these rotated clues, it took me a long time to realize that it shouldn't have been a Sprite, meaning it was ending in an M, but it should have been a spritz, which means it was that the cross clue and the rotated clue as part of the theme was ending in an N for Comic-Con. So that was not really a disappointment, but right next to that, we had praises to the heavens, lionizes. And of course, we had lots and lots of Zs here because they needed lots and lots of Ns in their answer. Let's see here. What else was new? 49 down was sort of a coincidence. I listened to a show called I listened to old time radio on Sirius XM, and I love listening to old Dragnet episodes. And in the episode that I was listening yesterday, Friday was part of the Bunko Detection Squad, and in the grid yesterday, swindle, and the answer was Bunko. So now I know how to spell Bunko. For the record, it's B-U-N-K-O. 53 Across was cute. Subject of a fully exposed image was nudist. Maybe a bit predictable, but still fun. And a brand new one for me, 65 Across, bamboozle, which fits nicely with the Bunko, was cozen, C-O-Z-E-N. I don't think I've ever heard that word before. And so that I always like to learn new words, of course. Right above that, we had 61 Across, Muppet named after a character in Midnight Cowboy was Rizzo, R-I-Z-Z-O. I started off with it being, I remembered vaguely the word, and I'd spelled Ritzo, R-I-T-S-O, but I had to amend things fairly quickly. I did like the fact that 63 Across, that revealer, how this puzzle's grid must be rotated in order to read the answers clockwise. And right underneath it, 66 Across, a 1977 Linda Ronstadt hit was It's So Easy. And this crossword became relatively easy once you had rotated it clockwise. Let's see, 69 Across, last one. Gene, who wrote Wide Sargasso Sea, no relation to the Gene of Gene and Mike Do the New York Times Crossword. That was Gene Rice, or Rice, spelled R-H-Y-S. I will never, ever be able to spell that. All right, that is it for today. So thanks, everyone, for listening. And hopefully Gene will be back in the saddle tomorrow. And hopefully you're going to be working on the Friday crossword. It's already out. Have fun with it. Remember, you can always drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And we'll see you again tomorrow.